A group of five runners from the island of Haiti landed for the first time in the United States just days before competing in one of the biggest races of their lives. Training in New York's Central Park fresh off the plane, they're not distracted by the huge city, the people in every direction. This is runner Petru Cezron speaking through a translator.
I feel confident coming into this competition. I'm already used to participating in marathon competitions, so I remain focused, calm, and relaxed.
He and his teammates are sponsored by the JP Haiti Relief Organization. It's a charity founded by actor Sean Penn. The organization focuses on helping Haitians living in tent camps transition to more permanent and secure housing. It also provides education and medical services to thousands still displaced by the 2010 earthquake. JPHRO has already raised tens of thousands of dollars in donations to support the runners and their mission. One of the camps managed by the organization once held 60,000 Haitians, but since then 75% have now transitioned into new homes. 31-year-old Bertine Lane says she wants to see a better life for her fellow Haitians.
I would like to get children off the streets by providing them with quality education and engaging them in sport activities. I would also like to see better care facilities for people with physical disabilities, because I believe until you are dead, there is still something to live for. Life goes on. I know that for a lot of people with physical disabilities in our society, they often face many challenges and lose hope. To me, they remain important members of society and should be embraced and better supported by the community.
The Haitian team will compete in a swollen field of 48,000 in the marathon. Two aspects of this year's race make it special. Hurricane Sandy devastated the city before the race last year, prompting organizers to cancel at the last moment. And it is the most high-profile American race held since the bombings that killed and maimed runners at Boston's marathon earlier this year. Race officials say they've doubled their spending on security to $1 million. Authorities will search bags brought anywhere near the finish line. Police video cameras will watch the 26.2-mile race route, in addition to an army of police officers. Runners will be limited in what types of containers and bags they can bring to the start line. The counterterrorism operation to protect the marathon route will be one of the largest in New York's history. Runners racing across the five boroughs for the first time in 2 years will see bomb-sniffing dogs and police boats watching alongside the fans. The attacks in Boston showing a lasting effect beyond the dead and injured. Quinn Bowman, New York.